Welcome to Naked and Counting, the longest running podcast serving the Afro-Latin dance community. I'm Magna Capel.
And I'm Leon Rose. We're here to discuss the topics that you want to hear in an informative and lighthearted way.
What up, Leon?
What's going on, Magna Capel? How are you doing on this wonderful day?
I'm doing lovely. Hey, I got a comment. I think you've seen it also.
Yes.
We did episode 168 in February. This was Turning Tricks. And we talked about a performance that had kind of a death-defying trick. And
yes.
Yeah, you remember where the person fell? And we got a comment from somebody who was actually in the audience that day at that event watching that same performance. And she said, because this particular couple was either performing or competing in the cabaret division. So it's all about lifts.
They were in the cabaret division.
And she said all of the other performers after this couple in the cabaret division all ended up having some kind of mistake or accident or missed connection in their performances as well. So,
but not deadly ones.
Fortunately, yes. But I was thinking, you know, we have influencers in social media, but we forget how other things that happen right before us that pertain to the same things we're doing could also influence our performance. So clearly, those people that were backstage waiting to perform in the cabaret division were looking at this performance and thinking, oh my God, something could go wrong. And then that nerves that were triggered inside of them ended up resulting to nervousness on stage. And then they ended up having missed connections with their tricks as well.
It's like a lion tamer getting bitten, and then all the other lion tamers will not go into that tank, that cage afterwards, because that fear is going to be smelt, right?
Right. I guess basically the question for both of us and also anyone who's listening is, how do performances impact you? Like, how does a performance that is right before your performance impact your ability to perform or how you deliver your performance? Do you have an experience?
Well, for me, one of the things that I've been doing for years is that I never like to watch a show before I performed. I may be able to watch like maybe two shows before, but the shows directly before, I wouldn't watch. I would want to focus, get myself in the zone, because maybe something that happens would influence my performance. I want to just be 100% me on the stage. Because definitely, if you see somebody have an accident, I know I'm going to be, and if I'm doing tricks as well, I know I'm going to be scared as hell. Because I've had accidents. We've talked about it here. I've had a nail go through my hand. I had one of my partners grab my neck as I was spinning her around my head and almost choked me out. You know, I've dropped my partners. I've been elbowed in the nose. I've everything, you know. So I don't want to have that fear. I like to be a little nervous. I think it's good to be a little nervous. It kind of gets the adrenaline running. I just have to make sure I maintain it. But from watching somebody else perform and have an accident is a real killer. But there has been times where I have watched shows just before me. And there's one particular show I watched, and it was Tito and Tamara. And you know these guys, when they're performing, they've just got energy. You're just with them. They're not doing any crazy lifts or tricks or anything. It's just pure performance, pure salsa. They're giving you something.
They make you really smile. They bring that audience.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. But it was defeating for me because I was like, oh my God, I have to follow them now. And I was kind of, they got a standing ovation and everything. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go. We got to perform. But at that moment, I said to myself, you know what? Why don't I just go and have fun like them? Why don't I try and emulate what they did and see how that goes for me? That actually took the fear of going out and performing after an amazing show from me. And it made me say, okay, I'm going to go out and do my thing. If my show is not as technical as everybody else's, okay, no problem. But I've got to make it look like I'm having a good time. So over the years, I've developed these techniques. It started off as fake techniques to make it look like I'm having a good time. After doing it for a while, you end up actually having a good time and finding a way to enjoy yourself and kind of bring people onto the stage.
And I guess that's the key, right? Is to be able to look at something and be selective about what you extract, or be selective about the influence that it has on you. Because every experience in life can have either a positive or a negative influence on us, right? Depends on what we want to focus on. With performances, especially, I mean, I'm kind of like you too. I don't typically watch the show right before mine. I'm usually just kind of hyping myself up before getting on stage. But if I do watch a show, I try and look at the things that I know are positive influences that do get the audience engaged, and try and focus on the things that I can do. So, of course, if there's a team or a couple that's going on stage right before me and they're doing tricks, well, I know that my performance doesn't have a bunch of tricks in it. So I'm not going to think about that and say, oh my God, how could I possibly meet that standard? Because there's no way I'm going to change my routine last minute to include a bunch of tricks. But if they are, as you said, having fun and smiling, or they clearly look like they're enjoying themselves, or they have really great facial expressions, you know, those are things that we can do as human beings, regardless of our skill level. And that's something I would end up focusing on instead, so that I don't feel the comparison as a defeat, but more as an encouragement and as an inspiration to do better.
But I'm sure you've had the same kind of experience as these dancers did in that competition, where, for example, there's a slippery part of the stage, or there's a little part of the stage that's sticking up that, you know, dancers come off the stage and say, oh my God, that got me. Be careful. You know, doesn't that mess with your mind a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. And that is probably the worst. Like, even if I'm not watching the show right before, without fail, dancers will come off of stage and share anything. And that's good, actually, because you want that feedback, because maybe it's not the same as tech rehearsal. And now something's changed. They cleaned the floor, they powdered the entire floor. And you can either see, if you're watching the show, that there's some slippery areas and everyone's struggling to maintain their footing, or the dancer comes off and they say, oh my God, that was really difficult. And then now you're freaking out. You're like, should I put something on my shoes? Should I put powder? Should I put resin? Should I do before I go on stage and do the same thing? And that part does kind of mess with me a little bit. I guess the one thing I have in my favor with most performances is the solo performance. I can really do whatever I want and make it work and pretend that it was intentional, even if it wasn't and it was a mistake. But with my partner shows, I know that I've had those moments where somebody came off stage, or I saw people performing and saw them looking nervous because of areas of the floor, and feeling that same tension before getting up on stage myself.
That has definitely stressed me out. Like, there was one stage, there's one block on the stage that was a mess. And so the whole routine, I'm thinking about this one block, and it was a horrible. But I do try and make sure I focus on you know, the job at hand. And I definitely believe, as a performer, or even if you're not a performer, a social dancer, when you do face issues on the scene, share this podcast with people that might need to hear it. That's the only thing to do. That's the only way to get ahead. I think this podcast can change lives.
Share this podcast. And if you are a performer, share with us your experiences of what it feels like to be a performer after either some kind of exhilarating performance where you feel pressure, or you're nervous that you can't deliver the same, or if there's mistakes, or if it's clear that the performers are struggling with the floor, how does that impact your performance? Let us know either through Facebook or Instagram at Naked and Counting, or you can leave a comment. Best place to reach us is on Facebook and Instagram. And you can also message us directly at Mr. Leon Rose and at Magna Gopal.
Definitely do that. We wait and we enjoy the feedback. Until next time.
Ciao.